raise more money. For this episode, Jason and Trevor riff on the gift and the power of finding what sets you apart, the importance of self-awareness, and having a self-audit of what you and your organization can and can't do. Let's get right into it.
You may or may not get something. You may have to, but there are deals coming up. Hey, I just followed up with you. Want to check in?
Absolutely.
Persistence overcomes resistance.
100%. 100%. And so that, you know, gets me thinking about, you know, the main topic, something we think about all the time. What sets you apart? You know, I think it's something that everyone should consider about themselves, not in comparison. Comparison is the thief of joy. But you and I talk about the gift and the power of differentiation, how well it's worked for us personally in previous business lives, in the current life that we're in right now, running this company. And once again, begging the question, everyone to self-audit and ask themselves, what sets you apart? What sets you apart? What differentiates you from, you know, this is a competitive world that we live in. You know, if you're in business, if you're competing for donations, if you're competing for donors and supporters, it's something that you need to ask yourself, right? On a consistent basis, right?
Okay, so I'm going to ask you the question.
Fire away, sir.
What sets us apart?
Oh, I mean, just what I see on a day in, day out basis, and the tone that you and I have set and how we are as people, I just think that it bleeds into the company and the sincerity of the message and what we're trying to do for people. You and I will go to bat for our clients, their donors, day in and day out. I feel like we're willing to do more for the people that we come into contact with. We're willing to share more time and expertise. I think that I'm rambling, but another huge, huge thing for you and I that sets us apart is that we give without any expectation.
Well, I'm gonna use one word, but it's accessibility. So we're really accessible. We're super accessible.
And I think I've always thought approachability was a gift.
Well, and you know, I think we're, you know, approachable, but you know, we're in, you know, we've got people in 5 states and you know, our team's spread over 5
people.
States, you know, you and I are 1,000 miles apart. And we don't get caught up on, you know, the deal about calling some, but I think accessibility, I think, is a big deal for us. And I think that sets us apart because whenever people know they can get a hold of us, they know that, you know, I can get a hold of Jason or Trevor and we'll get something. If there's an issue, we'll figure it out. Or I need help with something. We're going to figure it out. I don't know how to raise money with this thing. How do we do it? So they call us and they get with us. I think that's one of the things. But I think in the fundraising world, I think it can become the same thing. And one of the things I think, but you know, everybody's a little bit different. Maybe it's the fact that you are accessible. Maybe it's the fact that you keep mission focused. Maybe it's your mission that really sets you apart. I think figuring out what it is you're already doing and working on it more and amplifying that is what's going to keep you moving forward. You know, it's kind of like people always say, well, this is what our mission statement is, and you know, these are our values, our corporate values. And I can always tell when it's something from the top down on corporate values, because corporate values are usually, it's with somebody what they'd like it to be, but the reality is that's not what it is. And I think when you know, you look at your corporate values and you go, And the simple way to do that is you go find somebody who really represents the company, not one of the top people, but an employee who really represents the company. And then you start looking at what are the qualities that they have? What are the things that they do? What are the things that, you know, this is to be the person that you would want to go out and tell other people about our company or about our organization.
Yeah.
And what is it that they do? This is the model person. If I was going to measure up other people, I wanted to clone somebody, this is the person I want to clone. And you start looking at those qualities and you start looking around your company. And, you know, let's say you take the top 5 things. And wow, those are our those are our values. And you look around the company and everybody else has, you know, and so you start looking. So it's what you are, not what you want to be. And the
good call.
Now you can change it.
You can through discipline. Yeah, absolutely.
But you really got to kind of look around and say, what is it that we're doing? You know, what's going to set us apart? What are we already doing that sets us apart? And then amplify that. If you go, well, you know, we're just going to be the fastest, you know, the fastest. We're going to help more people. We're going to spend less money, but we're going to help more. I mean, whatever, you know. Now, if you're already in a position, I'm going to use a couple examples, like a food bank. You know, they've leveraged and they can take a dollar and buy $3 worth of groceries for it. Okay. They figured it out. So that's something that they could really sets them apart is that value. You know, don't go buy a case of, you know, don't go buy a case of canned goods and bring it to us. Give us the money that you were going to do and we'll buy three times the groceries.
Yep.
That's, you know, that's what sets you apart. But if that's not what sets you apart, but if you don't, if that's not what you're doing, then don't try to make that, well, this is what we're going to do. It's what you're already doing.
Yeah. Good call. It's a very, yeah, it's a big self-awareness thing, as we like to say, right?
Yeah.
It's pretty obvious. You got, the numbers are on the board. Everyone can see the numbers are on the board. The score is on the board. There's a scoreboard for a reason. Mm-hmm. And yeah, what you are is what you are right now, essentially, or what you've been. I mean,
you know, it's HGA, honesty, gratitude, and advancement. That's just who we are. That's what we do. And if you ask top to bottom, you know, the first thing that they're going to do is say, look, I'm going to tell you the truth even when I don't want to. I can't make that work for you. I'm sorry. I got to rip the Band-Aid off and tell you straight up. And, you know, gratitude, you know, we want to be really thankful. And it's from the top down to all the way to the bottom. Everybody's really thoughtful and thankful. And advancement. Everybody understands that we're here. Our mission is to advance other people's mission. I mean, it's really simple.
Someone asked me about the pressure that I was feeling. Someone in my personal life said that, asked me that when we were feeling pressure about what was going on during COVID. And, you know, the fact that a lot of our business is predicated on people meeting in large groups and purchasing travel items.
Yeah.
And I said, well, it was something, it was a line that I stole, but I'm a good information thief and I'm really good at applying it to my life when I'm deliberate about it and disciplined about it. And, I said, well, I kind of view it as a privilege because I wasn't going to run and hide. We weren't going to run and hide, right? As a company. And, we tripled down on what we always do, which was to give first and then worry about where the chips fall later. We're talking about, you know, the pressure. And I, like I said, I stole this line, but I said, pressure is a privilege. And I really felt that way. And then now coming through what we've been through, and I wasn't worried about going under. I wasn't worried about, you know, putting food on the table. I really wasn't. I'll tell you why, but, it's a privilege now to do what we do. And I feel like that also sets us apart. That's really how I look at it. It's a privilege when people go, hey, I really need help with this event that I'm doing. And it happens to be next weekend. And this is a call I had yesterday. It's an event that I have next weekend. And we had our biggest live auction item fallout. It was a donation. And I really need your help. And I said, oh, I got you. Of course, I want to help. And that kind of stuff lights me up. It fires me up. And that's a privilege. I don't know if I ever told you, did I ever tell you the story about my old man leaving me at our family restaurant when I was 12 years old and he left me alone? And we were getting through COVID and I knew everything was going to be okay. And what's crazy is our clients are the ones that I could not believe were doing so much business and raising so much money. And it was our clients that got us through. I mean, you know what I mean? But what was funny is I'm driving down the road one day and it was like an aha moment where I was like, oh my goodness, I know why I didn't freak out. It's because when I was 12, amongst many other things that probably 12-year-olds shouldn't get exposed to or whatever in their childhood, my parents had a family business and it was a restaurant. And my dad needed a few things at the supply house, at the restaurant supply. And listen, it wasn't a line out the door. We had 100 reservations for that evening. So I'm not going to fib to you about like in how much in demand that we were. But we had customers calling in, walking in, leaving on a regular basis, like a turnstile. But not like, you know, like I said, we weren't serving 1,000 meals a day at the time. It got very, very busy when I got older. However, 12 years old, he left me alone to answer the phone, run the cash register, make the food, which he had trained me to do. And I didn't think I could do it. I was scared shitless, frankly. I did it. He left. He came back in about 45 minutes to an hour, and everything was okay. And it was because of him throwing me in the mud or, you know, tossing me in the weeds or to the wolves, whatever you want to use, whatever adage you want to use to describe it. It proved to me at a very young age that it's going to be okay. Like I have experienced loss. We've all have. We've had bad days. We've had great days. You know, you've had days that you wish you could duplicate over and over and over again for the rest of your life, of course. But there are going to be times where you get thrown in the weeds. And if you, you know what I mean? I was just like, wow, I was really, really, and I made a point to reach out to him and tell him that. Mm-hmm. I said, I think that's why I'm an entrepreneur. I said, I think that's why we run our own company. And I didn't freak out when the chips were down and stuff like that is because you threw me to the wolves when I was 12, man.
You know, it's so funny you say that, but you know, I think about when I was 12 years old, driving a, you know, $100,000 tractor, pulling a big old piece of equipment. You know, driving pickups and trucks and stuff like that. And I think, you know, we've gotten to a point now where we do, you know, with kids, you know, we just don't let them do the stuff that, you know, and I'm going to say in the city, I'm going to say, if you live in the, you know, in the rural area, you still, I mean, kids are still doing it. My nephew can run a water well drilling rig. You know, and he's 15 years old because my brother's in the water well drilling business. I mean, he knows in and out.
Yeah.
And, you know, as Will says, he goes, he's not ready yet, but he will be, you know, and so, but you know, whether you got to think about what it is that sets you apart. If you can take pressure, that's great. If you can, you know, if the thing is that, you know, really being mission focused, really the fact that, boy, you know, they really appreciate their donors. Figure out whatever it is that you do.
You're great at meeting people. Yeah. You're great at meeting people. Yeah. You're great at getting people together all in one room and fighting for a goal, you know, that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, and it's kind of like, you know, you say, well, what makes you different? It's what your strength is. And there's two ways to look at that. Is your strength as an organization and your strength as an individual? Is your strength as a leader? And being honest with yourself about what you can do and what you can't do.
Yep.
Being honest about what your organization can do and what it can't do. You know, we're real upfront about there's things that we don't do. Somebody says, "Hey, man, we want to get tickets to the Super Bowl." We're not those guys. You want to get tickets to something? It's just not. We just don't work well in that arena. We don't want it. We just know that's not our strength, so we stay away from it. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's not, you shouldn't go do it. It may not be a great, you know, that's a great idea, but it's just not what we do. We just, cause we can't do it well. And I think as, you know, we talk about what sets you apart, what sets your organization apart, what sets, those are things where you've got to have an honest self audit of what you can and can't do.
Self-awareness.
And then do it. And don't beat yourself up because you go, I really suck at organization. Y'all can't tell this now, but my desk, it's kind of a semi disaster. I got a lot going on here.
Well, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
I know why.
And Friday, I literally went through and had everything immaculately perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything. And I said, okay.
You make a point of telling me when you do this too.
This time I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it really neat. I'm going to keep it really everything in its place. Never happens. It just doesn't. And so I just accept it. I know where everything's at. I can find it. It's not like I go and throw, you know, it's nothing gross on here. I mean, it's not like that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You
know, a lot going on, man.
Well,
a lot going on.
But I'm just saying, you got to just say what is it that you do and what do you not do? That's the things that differentiate you.
Oh, brother, it's so funny. Like when I was like 32 or something, I was like, man, I know there's an artist inside of me somewhere. I want to learn the guitar. So I go down to the guitar shop. They're having a special. I get a guitar and an amp and it's $400. And I'm like, man, I'm going to start doing it. And it's I got long fingers. My mind is sharp. I'm like, man, I'm going to be a guitarist. I'm not going to be Stevie Ray Vaughan, but I'm going to learn how to play the guitar. You know, it's really good for your mind to learn these new skills. You fast forward 6 months, I gave it to my brother-in-law because he's a guitarist. I was like, hey, man, you want this Fender just to have in this amp? Because it's collecting dust. Because I gave up on it. Because I'm not a guitar player. And so self-aware. So now I just listen to a lot of it.
I was going to say, I may not be able to play it, but I listen to it really good.
Oh, man. I eat it up like it's medicine. But, you know, well, like it's my job.
But that's part, you know, when you see somebody and you go, man, I really wish I could have all the stuff and have my stuff in place. And I used to think that all the time. Finally, I realized that's not my strength. It's not my skill set. That's not what sets me apart. Well, maybe it sets me apart, but if you put me in the same office with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But
Brother, I think that we're coming at, I think we're coming at something where what should self you set you apart, what a great place to start would be self-awareness. It sounds like we just keep coming back to it over and over and over again in this conversation. Being self-aware. That doesn't mean you're not capable of doing new things and, you know, achieving things that you've never achieved before. Trust me. But, you know, like I'm delusional when I go for a run. You know, at the same time, I know I'm not going to be a world champion at 42. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, so it's just like self-awareness. It's okay to have aspirations. It's okay to go out and, you know, kick in the dirt a little bit, but being self-aware could be a great start to what sets you apart and then twist the dial. You know
well, it's self-aware and understand what your strengths and weaknesses are, and then understand that your strengths can overcome those weaknesses and shore those things up. You know, you've got somebody who says they're just terrified of picking up the phone and asking somebody for money, especially in the fundraising world. It's just pretty well crippling. Ooh. If you can't pick up the phone and ask somebody, you can't survive in this environment. If you're wanting to be an exec, if you're trying to be at the upper, you know, if you're trying to be in management, stuff like this, you've got to be able to do it. And because that's just part of the job.
We are doing the best thing that we can to help folks with that or have that trepidation, brother, because we keep on having some really awesome guests on the pod and on the webinar where their whole job is getting people, stoking people's fire to make those asks and to get over that trepidation and get on the phone.
So. But what I'm saying is somebody goes, well, I just can't do that. I'm like, well, you know, you can, but you just doesn't feel good. And then you tell them that, you know, in the last 75 conversations that we've had, we've never found anybody that said, yeah, I just love doing it. I love picking up the phone and asking them for money. They just don't. It's not something that very few people.
If they had 100% success rate or a 50% success rate or something, they probably would love it, but it's not that easy. You know what I mean?
It's not even that. It's just that they have this idea that somebody else is a natural born, you know, that somebody else that they know. I'm like, they've got the same trepidation you do.
Yeah, the unicorns are still scared.
So
to walk in the forest when it's dark, you know what I mean? Trust me. Yeah. Well, yeah, I just think it's something, once again, just it's imploring people to think about what sets you apart. Obviously, like we said, step one is just be very, very self-aware. Hey, write it down. They call these things affirmations. Write these things down. Ask yourself, hey, what am I good at? And write it down. Hey, guess what? You know what? People think it's not okay to write these things down and talk, you know, have a conversation in your mind about yourself or with your spouse or someone that's close to you. It's okay. It's really okay. I think people are very afraid. They think it's egotistical to talk about what they're good at and what they can improve on in those fields at something that they already have a leg up, you know, and it's totally okay to have those kinds of conversations. So this is a polite nudge to do that. And we'll keep talking about it. I think it's really good, man.
Hey, if you guys want to use it, if you guys have an upcoming fundraiser, you know, we don't talk about this a lot, but hgafundraising.com, go there. We have some of the best items to help you raise more money. hgafundraising.com. There's also a place if you want to talk to us, you can jason@hgafundraising.com, trevor@hgafundraising.com. We'd love to help you. Yeah, simple deal. All right, man.
Happy to spend time with anyone at any point. So thanks so much. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Catch you guys later. See ya.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening. If you love our podcast, click the download button, rate us, and follow us on social media at HGA Fundraising. Get out there, start fundraising, and raise more money. See you next time.